noticed that while her son's going back for a third tour, the Bush twins aren't yet going for their first tour. And George Bush hasn't been called to question seriously enough on that issue of why, if it's such a glorious cause that they're fighting for and that we're fighting for and that our sons and daughters are fighting for, why aren't his daughters going to Iraq? 2 weeks ago at the Veterans for Peace Convention in Dallas, Texas, Cindy Sheehan was one of the scheduled speakers at our Friday night event. And it was that Cindy came to that event and announced that her one-month-long trip to England had just been canceled. And that since she was in Texas and George Bush was in Texas, she figured she would just stay there for a month and go down to Crawford, wherever it is. It happened to only be about 2 miles or 2 hours from Dallas. But she says, wherever Crawford is, she says, I'm going down tomorrow morning and I'm going to go to Crawford and I'm going to find George Bush and I'm going to talk to him and ask him some of these questions. These same questions that she's been asking for the last 2 weeks over the media, very, very effectively. And she went down there, and about a third to a half of the convention says, well, we're going to go with you. And that created a certain amount of consternation in the leadership of the Veterans for Peace, because after all, our annual business meeting was the next morning. But after some discussion, we decided that, you know, those people who want to go to Crawford should go, and hopefully we'll have a quorum. So the next morning, the Garberville Peace Bus with Cindy in it, and eight vehicles full of people, conventioners, the Veterans for Peace people, took off for Crawford. David Klein, the president of the VFP, looked at what was left of us, and he said, I declare we have a quorum, and then we went ahead and conducted our business. And what Cindy has done, and those people who went with her, and all of the other people that have come from all over the country have done, is raised this whole question to another level. I can't really predict, but it feels to me like the turning point in the Vietnam War that the Tet Offensive represented. People started to realize, wait a minute, this is really stupid, and have started to question. And it's put George Bush on the defensive at least as much as it put Lyndon Johnson on the defensive, and hopefully more. And maybe by in a year or so, we'll see some serious impeachment efforts of this mass murderer. At this point, if there's any other veterans that would like to come up and speak, I think that would be really good. Michael Jobe?